So I've actually got snaps tattooed on my left foot because I ride Goofy. And on my right foot, I got flicks because, you know, it's the foot I use to flick my board. And it kind of looks like a kindergartner wrote it on my foot. I mean, but a lot better than a kindergartner. But I mean, I don't know, just kind of, it expresses my feelings of skating, I guess. It's pretty sick.
I guess when I was a kid, all the kids would go to the skate park, it'd be like a family. And everyone would be like looking out for each other, and
if,
you know, kids didn't really want to go home or something was going on, they'd all go to the skate park, and that'd be like their place to go to get away from like home troubles, or, you know. It's gonna keep you out of trouble, like, versus whether you're just running around some town, you know.
When I was younger and like first starting out, I think I noticed like sexism a lot more. And it was more so from people who didn't skate, like they didn't understand why I was doing like a boy activity. But most people have not really ever really commented on it, except for maybe like, oh, you're the only girl I've ever seen land a kickflip or something like that. You know, I see like young girls come by the park all the time, and I like kind of hope maybe they'll be inspired when they see, oh, hey, there's another girl there.
You know, I started doing the bowl. It was a pretty steep learning curve for a while. And it wasn't until I actually could roll into the bowl when I finally got up the guts to just roll in and get some speed in the bowl, and that really made a big difference. And then there was those little goals that I kept setting, you know, like first I wanted to get over what I call the smiley face crack in the bowl. And once I got over the smiley face crack, then it was like, okay, let's see if I can get up and get close to the tiles. And then I got close to the tiles, and then it was like, now I want to touch the tiles. And I can even remember the first time I thought I touched them, and I came out of the bowl all happy that I'd hit the tiles, and my friends are standing up here going, no, you didn't do it. And I was like, oh, come on, I know I didn't. They're like, no.
I usually try to think it through first. I'm going to be like, I'll 50-50 this, and then I'll disaster that. And then I'll try something new. But you always want to try to roll out at the end so you land the whole run. Just can do it with my friends. You're like, oh, you did a stupid trick. Oh, you did a stupid trick. It wasn't even that hard, but it was cool. You know, it's just free. It's like an art.